The people welcomed us with open arms. There was plenty of food, plenty of drink. But only a few days later, that would change when we heard that something had happened to Gorbachev. We were told there was a new Soviet constitution, and we saw a lot of troop movements, very sad-looking soldiers going from village to village. And then we tried to piece together what was happening, and of course later we would learn that a Soviet coup had occurred.
Without television or radio, in other words, that's reliable, without being censored, how did you know what was happening?
Well, on the second day of the coup was when we heard from people in the summer kitchen, which was a little kitchen off from the main home where a lot of the cooking was done. The people in the summer kitchen had heard on a radio, a small transistor radio, that Gorbachev was ill and that things were going on in Moscow.
Oh, you know how Johnny Carson always joked about people that were told were ill in Russia. They always died.
Exactly, and that's how we felt. My first question to our host was, maybe Gorbachev is dead. What do you think? And the host just shook his head. You know, in Russia, who knows? Was pretty much what his expression told me. But he said, let's just wait until this evening, around 6 o'clock. Maybe there'll be some news. If not, at 9 o'clock, there will be the evening news that we can watch on television. Well, there was nothing at 6. At 9 o'clock, we were there with the members of that German family in the home waiting for the news, and all that was playing was an old Russian film. Then he said, let's turn to the other channel. Same old Russian film was playing on that channel. There was no news at all that evening. And then he and his wife and the other members of the family said, this is very bad. Something big has happened in Moscow.